The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed on The Journey show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 101.7 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee LLC.
Welcome to On The Journey with Coach Erica, where mindset, money, and real estate come together to transform your future. Here is your host, Coach Erica Odom.
Hello, hello. Welcome to On The Journey with me, Coach Erica, live here from the 101.7 The Truth Radio, the award-winning station, Journey Team. This is the place to be if you want to talk mindset, money, and real estate. Also, don't forget the talks and text line is open at 833-212-1017. So make sure you tap in, tune in today, and make sure you tell a friend. Welcome back, everyone. We made it. This is actually the final episode of the season. So I am super excited about what's to come in the future season. So make sure you really tune in today. We have a great topic today that we're going to be talking about. And as usual, we have guests in the building. So it is going to be a great show. So last episode, we talked about a lot and I left us on a challenge. And I want to rebring that challenge back up. And that challenge was, we talked about monitoring our thoughts. It's so important what we think and what we say, Journey Team. And so we talked about changing the way we think. So I challenged everyone on every time you say, I can't, Coach Erica, I can't do this. This is not going to work. I need you to replace that with how can I, right? Because it's easy to say what we can't do, but I want to hear about how can you actually make that happen. So tonight, make sure we get our mindsets in the right place. The other thing that we talked about the last show that I really wanted to kind of surface back and talk about this show, we talked about being prepared. So the opportunity, right? We're all going to have opportunity. The opportunity is going to come, but it's so easy to get discouraged during the process of like, why is this not happening? Why is that not happening? But I want us, when we talk about changing our thinking, to go back into thinking about, well, maybe the opportunity is not here at this moment. It's not happening at this present time. But how do I now be prepared? So we want to stop waiting for the opportunity, Journey Team, but we want to get prepared. We always want to be in position to be prepared for when that opportunity to come. So I wanted to remind us of that because that's so important when we talk about this journey to success, to remember to be prepared. And let's focus on the positive and let's focus on the positive thoughts and thinking of how can I, instead of saying how you cannot. We tonight have some amazing guests. I'm super excited. So in my coaching world, Journey Team, I do lots of coaching in workshops for adults, but I also do coaching for children as well. And some of you may know or may not know, I am a published author of two books. My very first book that I published is called Journey to Success, because it really is a journey to success, let me tell you. So Journey to Success is the very first book that I wrote, and that is more so geared towards adults. And then we have my second book. I'm going to try to hold it up to the camera here. This is Journey to Success, The Unforgotten Teen, All the Things You Don't Get Taught. And there's purpose in that title, right? Because I think about when I was a teenager, when I was in high school, when I was in middle school, I remember like having economics, which was not like my favorite class in school. I do remember that, but I don't remember vividly discussions around things like how to build your credit, how to understand what credit even is and how to be responsible with credit, how to budget, how to save, knowing what it is to have investments. I don't remember having those conversations in school, you know, talking about things like what is an asset versus a liability? What does it mean to want things versus what does it mean to need things? And just really breaking down money, understanding the value of money, understanding that it's not just money. Money is a tool. And the key to that tool is really knowing how to work that tool, how to make that tool work for you, and how to use it and how to be responsible for that tool. Because the thing is, we want that tool to grow for us. And my favorite saying that I always say, if you have money and your money is not working for you, it does not make sense. You want to position yourself, Journey Team, where your money is always working for you and growing for you. As us investors like to say, we want a ROI. We want a return on our investment. I want to be making money in my sleep. I want to be on vacation across the world, and my money is still working for me and growing for me. So this financial boot camp that I do for kids, I go into different school districts. And like I said, I do workshops. And this school year, I've had the opportunity to go to Norris Academy. So Norris Academy has several locations, one location being in the city of Milwaukee. And there's also a location in Maguanago. And so this school year, I've had the opportunity to present my program both at the Maguanago location and the Milwaukee location. And so I've been since December working with my kids in Maguanago and both Milwaukee. All we've been covering the Journey to Success book. So we have been covering, you know, all the topics that I just mentioned. And so tonight, I have the opportunity to bring two of my students from my course right here into the studio, Journey Team. So I'm super excited to introduce them and let them tell you what they've been learning from Coach Erica, because we've talked about a lot. So I am going to dive right in. So I'm going to introduce first, I have Ben here in the studio. Hi, Ben.
Hello.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing really well.
All right. And let me tell you all, Journey Team, Ben is so smart. He is such a bright kid, and I enjoy him every lesson. And he like really tunes in and gets into it. And I love it. So, Ben, can you tell our viewers what grade are you in?
I am in ninth grade.
Okay. And can you tell everyone, what have you been learning about? Let's talk about like three things that you've learned about so far in the boot camp.
The first thing I learned was investing in stocks, like stock rate and normally how much money you can always put in it and what stocks you should invest in.
Yep. So we definitely talked about investment. So one of the things, Journey Team, that I teach in my boot camp is we really focus on the concept of overall investing. So there's a strategy that I call it that parents can definitely pull from the book. It's called the bucket strategy. It's a very simple, straightforward strategy that allows kids to learn the concept of what it means to invest, what it means to contribute to an investment, and what does it mean to actually get gains in return or wealth in return. Anything else you want to share, Ben? You want to name another thing you've learned?
Other thing I learned was putting money into my savings account or checking.
Yep. Yes.
It
yes,
also
yes.
builds up like more things that I want to buy. Let's say if I want to buy a pair of shoes, I can save up $100.
Yep.
And then probably put like 25% into my checking account for I can buy the other things I want to buy with it.
Yep, so that's correct. So Journey Team, we talked about several different ways in which how we should be saving. Because believe it or not, I can't go into everything tonight for the sake of time, but there are several ways in which how we save and how we break our money down into separate savings account. So that is what Ben is referring to as far as learning and knowing how to save, you know, if he wants to buy a pair of shoes versus knowing how to save if he's, let's say, saving in his emergency fund. Anything else you want to share, Ben?
Yeah, I have one more. One other thing I learned about was life insurance.
Yes.
Basically, other people will put more money into their life insurance. If you die, you can pay for your funeral. And also, you can give some to your loved ones. And your, what was that contract, Douglas?
What's the what?
The contract.
Are you talking, referring to the generational wealth?
Yeah.
Yep. So we talked about generational wealth, what that means and how you can use life insurance as a way to pass generational wealth. Journey team, I am like so over here, like really want to jump out of my seat right now because I am so proud. I mean, here we have my little Ben in high school who knows about life insurance and what it means and why we need to have it. And I have to educate adults on why we need life insurance, why we need to have it, why we need to be prepared. So it just warms my heart, Journey team, to just hear this coming back to me because these are all things that we talked about and we learned. So thank you, Ben, for sharing. You did a wonderful job.
I appreciate it.
And Ben will actually see me tomorrow afternoon. We'll be back at it tomorrow in class learning about credit. So we still have lots more to go, but we are going to keep going. Journey team, I also had the opportunity to bring in another student. So he is also in the building. So we'll get to talk to him and see about what it is that he's learned. So this is Malachi. How you doing, Malachi?
I'm good.
That is good. But Malachi actually likes to go by Andy, so I'm going to call him Andy. So, Andy, would you like to tell everybody what grade you're in?
I'm in ninth grade.
Ninth grade. Okay. And can you tell us a little bit about what you've learned so far in the boot camp?
I learned what a check is, and I got to write.
Yes, we did do check writing. That is also important. And you might be thinking, Coach Erica, checks. Listen, Journey team, we are teaching our future on how to build big and go big. And part of that is businesses. And what I talked about, what did I say in class? If you have a business and you have to write a check, what needs to happen? You have to know how to write it,
you
right?
You have to know how to write it in cursive.
Yep. You got to know how to sign your name.
Name,
you got, yep.
Where the bank is going.
And how much money to
basically specific amount of cents too.
Yep. So we actually did check writing in one of our lessons. So I brought in the big check and we wrote lots of checks that day and really talked about what that means and the concept of writing a check and understanding that because these are things that they need to know. But Journey team, we have more to talk about. So getting us prepared for our topic that we still haven't dived into yet. Just know that coming up next, we're going to start having our conversation around the mindset of a woman who wins. There's lots more to talk about. Stay tuned.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
All right, all right. Welcome back. You're listening to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica. Don't forget, Journey team, the talk and text line is open at 833-212-1017. So make sure you tap in today and make sure you share it with a friend. We are back tonight. We have our guests in the building. We have Vanessa Petty in the building, who I'm going to be getting to very soon. So make sure you stay tuned. We also have Norris Academy in the building tonight as well. I have the opportunity to bring two of my students into the studio. So if you were tuned in last segment, you heard from Ben already as well as Andy. So we were talking about my financial literacy bootcamp that I offer through my book On the Journey, Journey to Success, The Unforgotten Teen, All the Things You Don't Get Taught. So this book primarily focuses on financial literacy for teenagers and young adults. So prior to the break, we were hearing from Andy. And Andy talked about learning how to do check writing, which is a lesson that we actually did in the program and the importance for them. I know we're everything Apple Pay, Cash App, Zelle, all of the things, Journey team. But listen here, our kids still need to know. In my book, they need to know how to write a check. If you're going to have a business, if you're going to be a businesswoman, a businessman, you need to know how to write a check, what that means, how to track income, and the list goes on. So that's one thing we talked about. So, Andy, do you want to share anything else to our listeners as far as what you've learned so far?
Learn how to, what's it called, use money wisely.
Yep. So using money wisely, that is very important, Journey team. Let me say it again. We got to use our money wisely because I want you practicing in good spending habits, not bad spending habits. So we talked a lot about that and we continue to talk about that in our lessons that we talk about with the kids. Anything else you want to share, Andy?
What else? We got to use make piggy banks to save our money in.
That is correct. So what Andy is referring to, if you get the book, there is a method that I created. It's called the piggy method. And so the piggy method is all about teaching children to know how to save. So they know how to save and how to break up their money according to how they want to save, whether it be an emergency fund or maybe they're saving up to buy something, for example. So that method gives them the strategies with the use of mason jars, how to break down this piggy method and know how to save. So it goes over that in the book. So I thank you for sharing that, Andy. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned before, the Break Journey team, it just warms my heart to be able to hear what they have learned so far, because it is so important when we talk about being prepared for financially for the future. To be prepared financially for the future, that starts now. So I would encourage everybody, if you have children, you should be teaching those concepts now. What I like to call those basic core concepts for financial literacy, kids need to get that practice now, because when they do become young adults and they do get that age, we want them to be comfortable with making good financial decisions and having good financial habits. We don't want them to be comfortable and be okay with making bad financial decisions and having bad financial habits. So we want to change that cycle. We want to change it now, and we want to start now. I want to thank you two for coming on the show. I went to the Class Journey team and I said, okay, everybody raise your hand who would like to come on the radio. I'm going to put you on the radio. And I was like, oh, they'll all raise their hand. And they didn't. So Ben and Andy were excited to come. And I'm so excited that you got to come and be a part of this experience and share what you've learned. And like I said, Journey Team, tomorrow they will see Coach Erica again. We start our lesson on credit tomorrow. So we still have a lot more to talk about that we will be learning about. So there's more to come for them. Any closing remarks, Ben?
It's my honor being here.
You are welcome, dear. I'm glad you got to come. Andy, do you have any closing remarks?
It was fun.
It's been fun. Yes, it has been fun. And we're not even done yet. So there's more to come. So again, thank you both. Journey team, I am going to dive right in. The night goes so fast. And I feel like it's going even faster just because it's the last episode. But we're going to keep going. So tonight, like I mentioned, we're talking She Builds Different, the mindset of a woman who wins. Okay, because let me tell you, Journey team, it really is a difference between the mindset of a woman who wins. I'll just say that and leave it at that, because I know how y'all get sensitive, but it really is a difference. Okay. And so this whole entire season, I have, you know, I always like to say I'll be the first to put myself out there, because when we talk about money, right, money is a sensitive topic and most people really don't want you to know what's going on with them financially. So I have talked a lot about my experience, what I've been through financially, what I've been through as far as real estate. And so tonight I just want to say that I want to kind of expand on this mindset. And one thing I want to put out here, right, when we talk about the mindset of a woman who wins, I just want to say this, Journey team. For me, I am personally on my journey to success right now, but it's not really about me, right? It's really not about me. What it's about for me is, you know, I have my business, Odom Investments and Property Management, but it's not even just about the business. It's not even just about me. In my mind, it's about I'm building a legacy right now. If I were to leave today, I don't want to leave today, but if I were to leave today, I want to have a legacy. I want to be known for something. I want Odom Investments to have a positive legacy behind things the generations to come can know what was Coach Erica's mission. What was her focus? What was Odom Investments and Property Management's mission? What was their focus? What were they building? So for me, number one, when we talk about the mindset, my mindset is about building legacy. That's what I think about every day. What can I do? How can I change myself to be a little bit better today than I was yesterday? What can I educate myself on a little bit more today that I didn't know yesterday? Being open to perspective, being open to feedback, not being afraid to get out of here. Let me just say this. On this journey to success, when we talk about mindset, our mind is tricky because we'll be the first ones to defeat ourselves is what I like to say, because it's so easy to talk yourself out of what you can't do. That can't, y'all know that word, that can't. But I really have to say we have to focus on what we can do. And I think just my overall experience as an entrepreneur, and I think about my business, real estate is a different kind of beast. You know, a lot of people I talk to is like, well, Coach Erica, I really want to get into real estate, but I don't know how I'm going to start. I don't know how I'm going to have the money. Don't let that be a discourager. And I'm going to just say this. My journey has not been smooth. You guys have heard me all season share my financial hardships. I know what it's like to have credit card debt. I know what it's like to file bankruptcy, not even once, but twice, Journey Team. I know what it's like to lose a house in a short sale. I know what it's like to have your credit score be great and then it drops and you don't think you ever gonna build it back up again. I know what it's like to be broke before you even get your paycheck. You look at your paycheck and you already know you broke before it hits your account. I know what that's like. I've experienced that. I know what it's like to have so much debt that you just wake up stressed and you don't know what you're gonna do. You don't know how you're going to make it. You don't know how you're going to pay for things. So when I talk about things, Journey Team, I talk from experience. That's my whole journey is based on experience. So I know what that's like, but I'm here. The point that I'm going with this is you can do it. Number one, that mindset. I'm so big on mindset. You have to change your thinking and think about what it is that you can do. Well, what can you do to start positioning yourself to get out of debt, maybe? What can you do to start positioning yourself to start this business? My business is a real estate business. And anybody that knows about business funding, they don't want to give us funding in real estate. We are considered high risk. So it's not easy for us to go into the bank and get a loan because we're viewed as high risk when we talk about business codes and all that lingo that they get into. So everything that when we talk about Odom Investments, I've built that from ground up, everything down to the smallest thing of the paperclip in the office, to the furniture in the office, to the work trucks, to the uniforms, to the properties, to everything. And so I share that openly as encouragement that, yes, you can get in. I didn't start Odom Investments with loans. I learned what I needed to know when we talk about financial literacy. That's why I'm so big on it. I learned what I needed to know after I, you know, went through everything that I went through with my short sale and my financial hardship. And I was able to position myself back in 2017 and get back into the real estate game. And then I learned the real estate game the way I needed to learn it. And I was able to make my money work for me. I was able to get a return on my investment to the point where I was able to take my return. I was able to pay off my debt. I was able to buy more properties, buy me another house, and continue this journey to success going. And it is still going today. And through the birth of all of that, I was able to birth Odom Investments and Property Management. So I share that again openly to say that, yes, you can break cycles. Yes, you can not struggle anymore. Yes, you can break through whatever it is that you're going through, but you got to change that mindset. And maybe you should start thinking too. Every day you get up, you're getting up with purpose. Get up with purpose. Understand what your why is. Build your legacy, whatever that looks like for you. But just know that you can, and everything starts with your mindset and your thinking. And also, I would encourage you to focus on what I like to say, focus on the long-term outcomes, not the short-term outcomes. But ladies, a winning woman, let me tell you, she thinks legacy. I'm telling you, she thinks legacy, not likes, okay? It's not about the likes, it's about the legacy. Let that sink in. But coming up next, we have Vanessa Petty in the building, and we are going to talk more about the mindset of a woman who wins. Stay tuned.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
Okay, y'all know I love me a good beehive. Welcome back. We're back listening to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica. Don't forget, Journey Team, the talk and text line is open at 833-212-1017. Make sure you tap in, stay tuned in. We still have more to talk about. And we are going to be bringing in our next guest. So in the building tonight, I'm super excited. So let me tell you, I have been watching Vanessa Petty in a good way. So no, I'm not a stalker, Journey Team. I'm going to put that out there. But I have. You know, I love to see anybody, man or woman, doing great. But listen, I'm kind of like a feminist, and I love to see my girls doing good. And I feel like they should be acknowledged. We need to do more acknowledgement of each other. And Vanessa is very much so a hard worker and has built her business. I'm going to let her share that. But I see her work ethic, and I want to acknowledge Vanessa on her work ethic, her drive, the vision and push that she's doing with her business. It is very, very much so noticeable. And I know on this journey to success, we go so hard and we push and we push. And then we just be like, does anybody notice? Does anybody see? Am I making a difference? Am I doing okay? So I am here to tell you live on air, Vanessa, you are, we see you, girl. You doing good. So Journey Team, without further ado, I want to bring in Vanessa Petty. She is an entrepreneur, a business owner of Peas Junk Removal and Demolition right here in the city of Milwaukee. So Vanessa, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Especially right now, it's Women's History Month. So yes. I feel very empowered. I appreciate yes. it. Thank yes. you so much.
Yes. No, we are glad to have you here. I'm going to dive right in because I want to make sure that everyone has the opportunity to hear and learn about you. So can you tell our viewers a little bit about who you are? I kind of mentioned your business briefly. Mm-hmm. Who you are? Who is Peas Junk Removal and Demolition? We want to know about it.
Okay. Like she said, I'm Vanessa Petty. I'm owner of Peas Junk Removal. We offer junk removal and clean out services, as well as commercial and residential demolition for southeastern Wisconsin.
Yes. And can you kind of expand, because you guys do a lot of work.
Yes.
Okay. You know, you think yes. junk removal is terrible, but Journey Team, I've been in some properties. Let me tell you, it yes. can get real.
Yes.
real fast.
Yes.
And you see things and smell things that you don't want to, okay? I've been in it, so I totally get it. Anything else you want to share about your business, a little more about you, or how did Peas Junk Removal get started? Where did the journey begin?
Okay, so we service, my clientele is general contractors, realtors, investors, homeowners, okay. renters, you name it.
Okay.
So I've always been in the leadership role. I've been a store manager at Rainbow. I've been a store manager at Family Dollar.
Okay.
I've been a boss, but I wasn't the boss. You
gotcha.
Understand what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
So in 2019, I kind of start veering off and looking towards entrepreneurship.
Okay.
I'd never been in construction. I didn't have like a blueprint or anything. So I was just kind of like on YouTube searching.
Okay.
And I seen a black woman.
Okay.
Who was doing property preservation work.
Okay.
Which is clean outs, monthly maintenance for foreclosures.
Okay.
So I saw her and I said, hey, if she can do it, I can do it.
Absolutely.
You know?
That can. I told you, Journey Team.
Yes.
I can.
I can.
There
I
we
can.
Go.
Yeah. So I deep dived into it and everything was going great. And then 2020 foreclosures stopped with COVID.
Right.
So everything paused and I'm like, oh my God. What am I going to do? I'm done.
Right.
And then if you know about preservation work, you have to take a lot of before and after pictures.
Okay.
A lot of before and after pictures. The banks don't come out to see the homes. You have to, you know, use the pictures for verification.
Okay.
So I'm like, what am I going to do? So I started to post on, I made me a social media page.
Okay.
Business social media page. No logo, no nothing. I just winged it.
Okay.
And I started posting all my before and after pictures. And before you know it, my phone just started blowing up. Everybody's stuck at home. Can't move around. And they're looking at those projects that
yes.
they weren't able to do for
yes.
years because life be lifing.
Yes.
And, that was one of my most busiest times of entrepreneurship. So nice. Being able to pivot and, you know, figure it out instead of like just quitting and going back to a 9 to 5.
Yes.
It changed everything for me.
Absolutely. I know exactly what you mean. No, thank you for sharing. Because like you said, we need to hear that. People need to hear that. Mm-hmm. And that goes back to or what I was mentioning earlier, Journey Team. It's so easy to get discouraged ourselves of like, how am I going to do this? How is this going to happen? So it's just so refreshing and empowering when we can hear stories and hear about other people's journeys. Because it goes to show you that you can. Exactly what she says. You can on this journey. Are there going to be bumps in a row? Absolutely. I don't know anybody in the world who doesn't have bumps in a row. It's just your bump may look a little bit different than my bump, but we both have bumps in the road. But we have to keep going on our journey to success. So we're talking everything about the mindset of a woman who wins. And I would like to get your perspective on that. Vanessa, what do you think a woman who wins like yourself, what is the mindset?
The mindset of a woman who wins is disciplined. She doesn't let fear take control. She gets out of her comfort zone. She doesn't listen to no.
Yes.
No means yes. No means work, go harder.
Yes.
So.
Yes. Yes. And I definitely want to lean in on the comfort zone because I feel like that applies to every individual. We got to get out of our comfort zone.
Me right now.
You know, we want to be comfortable. We yes. want it to be cushy 100%. And know what to expect and know what's going to happen next. Let me tell you, on this journey to success, if you are truly looking for success, if you are truly looking to win, to build legacy, there is no comfortability in that. You are not going to be comfortable. You are not going to know what to expect. You're going to have many days that you're going to be uncomfortable. You're going to have many days where you may feel fear or you might not know what to expect. But that's where Journey Team, when we talk about this mindset shift of a woman who wins, we have to keep pushing because I'm sure, Vanessa, you've had many a days. I know I've had many a days yes. where I've gotten up and I'm like, ooh.
Do I want to do this?
Today is not the day. I am not ready. Yes. My phone is off the chain. Yes. This is happening with this tenant. This is happening with this property. Mm-hmm. All the things, right, as I like to say. But on this journey to success, sometimes you have to just take a moment, take a step back, take a deep breath, reset, and say, okay, how am I going to tackle this today? Because, again, it's so easy to be like, well, this is just too much. I can't. But that's not how that looks when we talk about winning and we talk about success and growth. And you know, just like I know from entrepreneurship, listen, I'm going to say this. Some people might not like it, but it needs to be said. Everybody want to be the boss until it's time to be the boss. Listen to what I said. Everybody want to be the boss until it's time to be the boss. Because let me tell you, when you are the boss, you have a different level of expectations. Mm-hmm. When you are the boss, everything is coming to you. You don't get to back down. You don't get to back out. You don't get to say, I don't want to respond. I don't want to deal with this. The boss has to take accountability. The boss has to show up if they want to show up or they don't want to show up, whether you feel sick, you not sick. That's what the boss has to do. And the list goes on and on. So, you know, I say everybody always use that boss word, but let me tell you, it's a lot of responsibility that comes with that boss word or that status. And you got to be ready for it. So is there anything else that you would like to share, Vanessa? About what you do?
So we remove everything. We do foreclosure cleanouts, estate sales.
Okay.
You name it. But right now we're kind of like pivoting or leaning more towards demolition.
Okay.
That's kind of like the bread and butter right now. That's who's been calling the most right now.
And so. Demo is very much so needed. And is I like to call it the demo has the pressure because they're the first ones in and they got to get it going. Yes. And so the next phase, as I like to say, the next phase of the project can mm-hmm. start. So it's very important to have a good demo crew, an mm-hmm. experienced demo crew, because mm-hmm. you may think like, oh, they're just coming in, knocking down walls. No, that's not that it. Simple. You oh. have it takes some skill because you have to know what you can knock down mm-hmm. and what you can't knock down. Mm-hmm. So you really got to be, you know, in tune with your skill and your craft. You're not just knocking down things. But I, how can individuals find you if they would like to, let's say, maybe have you come in and do demolition work for them? Where do they find Pease Junk Removal?
Okay, so you guys can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at PS_junk_removal. You can give us a call at 414-240-4332 or on the web www.peasejunkremovalwi.com.
So, Journey Team, we've had her in the building tonight, Vanessa Petty. Journey Team, we need to show up for her. Make sure you contact Pease Junk Removal. Again, I can attest to I've seen her work. She's a very hard worker. She has a very good crew. And she's a woman who wins. And Journey Team, we're talking about that all tonight. A woman who wins. Their mindset is different. The shift is different. I would like to hear more from you, Journey Team. What do you think about the mindset of a woman who wins? Because I feel like that is a debatable discussion. We're not going to make it debatable. But it very much so can be. Because it just depends on perspective, but there's definitely a shift in the thinking when we talk about the mindset of a woman who wins. But keep this in mind, Journey Team. She built different because she believes different. I'm going to repeat that. She builds different because she believes different. Okay. Coming up next, we're going to talk about more on the mindset of a woman who wins. Make sure you stay tuned in and share with a friend.
You are listening to On the Journey with Coach Erica on 101.7 The Truth.
Uh-oh, a little money? Okay. Welcome back. We are listening to On the Journey with me, Coach Erica. Don't forget, Journey Team, the talk and text line is open at 833-212-8255. 1017, share with a friend. Stay tuned in because we are still talking about She Builds Different, the mindset of a woman who wins. Because I'll say it again, it is a difference, okay? It is a difference in our thinking. So we've been talking tonight. I've had the opportunity to have my wonderful students at Norris Academy here in the building talking everything that they've learned on their journey to success when we talk about financial literacy. We still have Vanessa Petty in the building for Pease Junk Removal and Demolition. Vanessa has shared about her business, all of her experience and her journey. So we're going to just keep building tonight, Journey Team. And again, our topic is She Builds Different, the mindset of a woman who wins. Let's talk about that. When I was preparing for the show, I really wanted to break it down straight to the point. And so this is what I want you to think about. You build differently when you refuse to think small. I want you to ask yourself right now, are you the person that's thinking small every day or are you thinking big? Are you the person every day that's saying everything that you can't do or are you the person every day that's telling yourself how you can get this done? Because again, the mindset is the difference in the thinking when you want to win, when you want to get to success, when you want to have a legacy, okay? So when we talk about thinking small, let's break this down. When things are happening, do you say, how do I make it through? How am I going to make it through this? What if it doesn't work? Let me play it safe. That makes me think of a person wanting to get into entrepreneurship. So if you are tuning in, maybe you're in business already, maybe you're not, and you're just thinking to yourself, I don't know how I'm going to make it through this week. I don't know how I'm going to make it through this month. Maybe business is short this month. Maybe you are short in your finances this month, whatever that looks like. Maybe you have this big vision, you got everything mapped out, but you're like, well, what if it doesn't work? And you begin to tell yourself about all these things that can go wrong, all these things that can happen. And so that's why I mentioned earlier in the show, we are our biggest defeaters because we talk ourselves out of things and put on us what we can't do instead of saying what we can do. And plan is safe. The plan is safe part. I can definitely relate to that at a point in my journey. So I am past that point in my journey to success. But at one point in time, it was the fear for me of like, I don't want to do my business full time. I still need to work full time. And so it was like that battle of like, I got to have my income. Do I go to the business? The business need me. It's like this seesaw. And then I finally, you know, got to that point of like, you know, Odom Investments, this is the legacy. This is the direction I'm going. My business needs me. I need to be here. I need to be present. I need to be consistent. And so I finally got to the point in my journey when I said, it's no more playing it safe. Right now, Odom Investments and property management is the priority. In my career life, I'm a social worker. I love being a social worker. I'm not quite ready to give it up yet, but I reversed the roles. And now I'm just a part-time social worker and I do my business full time. So the plan is safe. It had to stop. It was eliminating, you know, the building and the growth of my business. Now follow me on this journey, team. But when we talk about a winning mindset, right? A winning mindset, we are changing our thinking. So now we're thinking, well, how do I build something sustainable? How do I build something that's going to grow? How do I make this multiply, right? When we talk about that winning mindset, I'm not just thinking about, well, how do I get this started? I'm thinking about, how do I get this started? How do I make this grow? How do I multiply this and turn this into abundance when I'm thinking in that winning mindset? And also, I mentioned this earlier, looking at the long-term outcomes instead of the short-term outcomes. When we have a winning mindset, we're looking and thinking about the future. We're not living just for today, for tomorrow. We're thinking about, well, what does this look like in 5 to 10 years? Where are we at now? But how do we get to this point in 5 to 10 years? And some of you, again, this is a topic I feel like that's up for debate. People have perspective, which is fine. But there is a difference at the end of the day when we talk about, you know, thinking small and thinking more in a winning mindset. So Journey Team, I would like to encourage us to really think, number one, we talk about that winning mindset, looking at the long term. Let's, you know, move our thinking from our current circumstances, right? Because the reality is we all have a current circumstance. It doesn't matter who you are on this journey. Everybody is experiencing something. Everybody has something happening. The difference is we have some people that are very open about what it is that they're experiencing and what they're going through. And then we have some people that I call are very private. And either way, it's fine. It's whatever it works for you, you know, have at it. But the thing is, we have to really assess on our journey to success. When we talk about shifting to this winner's mindset, we've talked about several things tonight, and I just want to highlight those things again. We got to get out of this comfort. There's no such thing as comfort. We got to get out of fear. We got to get out of playing it safe. We have to stop thinking about what if it doesn't work and stop telling ourselves of all the things that can't happen and all of the things that is going to go wrong. We need to do positive self-talk and stop the negative self-talk that we sometimes do. We need to think long-term outcomes. We need to strategize. Okay, maybe this is what it looks like today, but how do I get myself there moving forward? How do I grow this? How do I multiply this? Maybe in your vision today, your business is not at the level that you want it to be. For my real estate investors, maybe your portfolio is not where you want it to be, or you don't have the size of a portfolio. That doesn't mean that you can't get there. I want you to think long-term. What are you doing now to put those pieces into place to get you there? So I really want us to shift our thinking, Journey Team, because there is a difference tonight. That's like I said, the time always goes so fast when you're having a great time. And if you're just tuning in, this is actually my final episode of the season. But don't worry, because I am coming back. Your coach needs a break. Let me tell you, spring and summertime in the world of real estate, it's always busy. But spring and summertime for my people in that field, it is the busiest time of the year for us. And so it's extremely busy. So your coach needs a break. So yes, I'm taking sabbatical. I'm taking a break. But I will be back next season, next fall. Coach Erica will be back and we will have more that we can talk about. In the meantime, Journey team, you can still follow me. I will still be live and active. I'm on all platforms, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. If you want to learn more about my financial bootcamp for kids that I was talking about earlier, you can learn more at ericaodomjourney.com. That'll tell you all you need to know about Coach Erica, my programs, all of the things. We talked earlier in the show about my book, Journey to Success, The Unforgotten Teen, All the Things You Don't Get Taught. There's also my very first book, Journey to Success. You can also find all of those on the Barnes and Nobles, Amazon, you name it. But before we close out, Journey team, I want to say this. Remember this tonight. She builds different. She moves different. She believes different. And because she believes different, Journey team, she wins different. Trust me, she wins different. Keep that in mind. Until the next season, this fall, y'all stay focused. Remember, you can. I want you to get that I can't out your vocabulary. I want you to stay ready so you don't got to get ready. So when that opportunity come, you locked in and you ready to move. Stay hustling. Remember to sacrifice. Sacrifice is necessary on this journey to success because we're winning. We're not living in comfort. We're building. We're building legacy. It has been an amazing season. I'm going to miss y'all, but we're going to stay tuned in on the socials. Thank you for coming tonight, Vanessa. Thank you, Andy.
You're welcome.
Journey team, it has been a pleasure. It's me, Coach Erica, right here on 101.7 The Truth. I will be back this fall. So I can't wait to see you guys again soon. In the meantime, stay hustling and continue to be great.
The preceding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed on the Journey show are solely that of the hosts or guests and not those of 101.7 The Truth and Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.